A question for the Zetas.
Sure.
What do they think about simple things on this planet? You know, the entertainment and things. I mean, do they have like a favorite alien movie that they might have seen or anything like that? I don't know. It sounds like a weird question, but they've got to have some entertainment in their lives.
Yeah, here's the Zetas on that. We get asked that a lot. You know, do we have a sense of humor? Do we dance? Yes to all of those things. We're not just simply workaholics. Service to other does not mean that you're nose to the grindstone and all you do is some good deeds like Mother Teresa forever, you know, in the slums of India. It's a 50-50 thing. 50% of the time you think about other people, 50% of the time you think about yourself. This is the normal balance. Otherwise, you'd fail to eat. You'd fail to wash yourself. You'd fail to get yourself out of danger. You would be so focused on helping others. And of course we have a good time. We have sabbaticals so we can study. We take trips out of curiosity around the universe and the like. Things like music, you know, and the like, this is specific to the species. The music that you like, you know, is perhaps more attuned to the musical instruments that you have available, your ability to sing. We don't sing. We don't speak. We communicate telepathically. Our music is therefore different than yours. But do we have a good time? Do we pamper ourselves? You betcha. End of Zeta Talk.
To the phones we go. Let's pick it up by going to who's up next. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Joe in Phoenix.
Hey, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
I was just wondering if the Zetas could tell me when my last previous life was and who I might have been.
All right, here we go on the Zetas. Joe, you were a woman. Don't cringe. All species of intelligent life run the gamut of the sexuality, whether that's two sexes or more. And alternating between men and women is a very common experience. Some souls do better in their development being just male or just female, and the spirit guides take this into consideration. You were a woman. You were somewhat handicapped, a bit hunchbacked, had a great sense of humor and a very ugly face, lived a long life, was very revered by the people that you were with, and you were in the southeast United States area. End of Zeta Talk.
I can't believe they said he had an ugly face. Nancy, are you back with us?
Yeah, they're very truthful,
They have senses.
Yeah, no, I was getting a kind of a visual image, you know, of this large and lumpy is what her face looked like. But you know, the type of person you'd walk up to and want to talk to, because she just kind of invited it. She had like a little twinkle in her eyes, you know, looking sideways because she was hunchback, and just kind of person you'd sidle up to and say, "What do you think of the weather?" or something. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to our first time caller line here on the air. Hi.
Hello?
go ahead.
Hey, this is John.
Hi, John.
I have a question for the Zetas.
Sure, ignore George. He's giggling away over there. What's
that was pretty funny.
The Zetas have a little feather under me. Okay, go ahead.
What's your question?
Take the show over, Nancy, for a while.
From an overhead perspective, how much to the extent have we devastated our environment?
Yeah. Good question. Here's the Zetas on that. We have stated that were it not for the coming pole shift in 100 years, man would have ruined his earth. Not just the population growth, but the complete lack of consideration for what's going on, mostly from corporate greed. In some cases, corporate heads take an absolute delight in destroying the environment. It's part of this immature, selfish, look how powerful I am. I can get away with this. I can devastate people. I can wipe out species almost like a giggle to them because it's a power trip. So 100 years from now, you would find that your oceans were fished out and so many species had died. You would reach the point where you could say the Earth was in its death throes. But that will not happen because the pole shift is very soon. We will not give the date, but this not only decimates the population, but totally destroys the ability of corporate greed to affect. You're not going to have chemicals being poured into the environment. You're not going to have big militia or militaries going in and backing corporate greed, which is how the U.S. military has been used extensively over the past few decades. So help is on the way in the form of a natural cleansing, and your globe is not going to go away. And this is the end of Zeta Talk.